Hi, Sim.
We're starting.
I'm starting. You're in my dressing room. Again.
All right, I need to take a deep breath because we... And relax.
But I'm not undressed.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
Because I want our dear listeners to know, you know...
Dressing room, but fully clothed. That's what you want people to know.
Yes, in my sweats.
Yeah. You look great. You're about to do a show. Your first of the season.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mom.
That's why I also need you to leave soon.
CBS. Can we plug Mom?
Would
you even know when the new season starts?
I don't know the date. I should know this, but I know that it's on Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Awesome.
Pacific time.
And then it's going to be in the fall.
It's going to be in the fall.
Perfect.
Sim, I have like 80 lines to memorize.
I'm sorry. So we'll get through this. So Anna, Comic-Con was amazing. I had the most incredible time. That Kelly Ripa episode that was last week was honestly, I don't say this very often.
I know you don't.
But one of my favorite episodes of all time.
I just adore her. And it's really fun to, like, I think she's in a position, of course, where she's hosting and having to inquire about other people's lives all the time. And she's just great. And it was fun for me to ask her about all her shit, you know?
Well, we got some feedback
from
the caller. Do you remember the caller? It was Anne. And Anne, her boyfriend has a bunch of student loans to pay off.
Right.
And when she was confronted about making a plan to pay them off, he said that he was saving up to buy an engagement ring. And when Anne offered to help pay for the ring, he wasn't happy. And she wanted to know if it was unromantic. I remember there was a little bit of controversy with the advice as far as the feedback goes.
Uh-oh, did I mess up?
No. Kelly said that marriage is hard enough without having debt looming overhead. And she kind of advised to wait until the debt is all cleared up. You added that the pressure to have accomplished certain things by a particular age shouldn't rule her life. And I remember offering...
It's sort of like a larger idea though, right?
This is a very broad thing. I'm giving the broad recap here. And then I had mentioned that, you know, as a guy, just, you know, tread lightly because her boyfriend's ego might feel emasculated by the offer. So I just, you know, as a guy, I wanted her to know that. So all of the feedback, and we got a lot of it, it turns out that it was pretty much uniform across the board. They all wrote in to say that, here's the thing. It turns out that almost all of our listeners and millennials are, they have some student debt and, you know, they don't want to delay their life, you know, because of it. So I'm just gonna read one letter, and this is from Jenny in Seattle. And she wrote, "I've been a listener from your very first episode and I'm a huge fan. I never miss it. I was listening to the Kelly Ripa episode and I was dying laughing, especially during the Kegels." So classic. Do you remember that? The Kegels?
Yeah, I'm doing it right. Well, I can't talk.
So I want to present a thought about the advice that was given to Anne. The caller really seemed to benefit from the advice. However, I was worried about how Kelly's advice might have been perceived by your listeners. Kelly said that entering into a marriage with any sort of debt was not advisable. And while I understand that paying down debt prior to building a life with someone would be ideal, I don't know if it's realistic for most people. It's in a time when education is more expensive than ever and jobs out of school are far from guaranteed, financial debt is an unfortunate reality for the majority. If folks waited to be debt-free to get married, many people would miss out on sharing their struggles of today's economy with a loving partner and may never get to the point of experiencing such intimacy. Marriage is not a right only for those privileged enough to have money to walk in with a clean slate. I love your show and the thoughtful care you show your listeners. I just wanted to present a gentle reminder that your listeners come from all different walks of life and living under many different life circumstances. Jenny from Seattle. P.S. I love you, Anna.
I love you too, Jenny. Thank you. You're 100% right. Can I say something that really guilty though that I didn't want to say on the podcast with that question? What did the really cynical, horrible thought that ran through my mind was that maybe he wasn't quite truthful.
No, I don't think that was it. But it's.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I know. I wish I had that.
I didn't want to like say that. You know.
But it's important to think of all of those things.
It's also a cruel, unromantic thing to bring up. But hopefully, our caller will get back to us and let us know.
I hope so. Yeah.
And then you know I can officiate their wedding and I'll be sure to mention my. Were you a liar? Are you investing in a motorcycle instead?
We still get emails asking for you to officiate.
I love that. I think you can attest that I may be one of the worst.
You were amazing. No, come on.
No, Sim, I didn't even know, like,
you were
totally
awesome.
Forgot,
stop it.
Like,
you
the, oh yeah, this is the part where I guess you guys give that ring to the other person, yeah. And then, yeah, anyway, whatever.
I have a recording somewhere. I don't know if our listeners are interested in
hearing
it. Okay. Yeah. And now, here is a special Comic-Con episode. We did one last week, and this one, we kind of combined our interviews with Stephen Amell and Colton Haynes from the TV show Arrow, and another interview we did with Grant Gustin from The Flash. And I can't, these people are so famous. Do you remember when they stood up and the crowd outside?
Oh, everyone was going crazy.
I had
Did
no idea.
Did you feel jealous?
Yeah. Well, I looked them up. They have like 10, 15 million Instagram followers each. It's insane. That level of fame is really, really...
insane?
It's also very intimidating. Anyway, listen to the episodes. It's a lot of fun. Thanks.
Hey, dear listeners. Once again, we are here at Comic-Con.
But now we're inside.
But now we're inside because there was a...
Blink 182 is playing.
Yeah, they were playing.
Oh, no, it's not Blink 182. It's something... Well,
hey, guys! Oh! Hey, you guys, thanks so much for doing this.
Are you seasick yet? Because this is really intense.
I know. It is intense. I'm so sorry. The lame Comic-Con question. How are you guys enjoying it?
It's my eighth Comic-Con. This is
your
seventh.
Seventh, yeah.
What? What the fuck? Have you guys gone on that crazy, like, elevator that carries, like...
The freight elevator?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah,
of course.
We
go on that every year.
That's our thing.
It's the worst smell in the world. It smells like microwaved death.
I, like, check myself, and I'm like, it's not me, because I put deodorant on, but yeah. We've ruined every interview.
You have?
Oh, get ready for a very good podcast, because we have ruined every interview.
Oh, good.
I'm just happy to be here with you. I am the biggest. I'm
Colton's
your biggest
freaking
fan.
Out. He's
no, I'm your biggest fan, and out. I just want to. Should I get it out there? Like,
yeah, get it out. Get it out.
Everything you do, like, I'm such a big fan. I know. I'm sorry,
Colton. Get it out. I love it that you love me, but why? Tell
because
me.
Because you're
tell
so fucking funny, and you're also so real.
Thanks.
And I'm so
it's
because
there's pain behind my eyes.
Oh, guess what? I just got fired from the biggest movie in my career because they said I was dead behind the eyes.
What?
Oh, boy.
Me too. Okay, so wait. Can I be somebody obnoxious? Hey, you guys. Hey, everyone. It's Beige Schmooker Smith. And I'm here on the red carpet with two of my most favorite actors from CW's The Arrow.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh, Colton and Stephen, how are you guys?
Great.
Okay, so you're great. You're both great. You
good.
Love. Oh, well, you
glad
both
that we decided
good.
To wear matching outfits.
You both look amazing.
Okay, the outfit
now,
thing.
Can I ask you how sharp is an arrow actually? And
pretty dull.
And if you fall in love, like, do you believe in the idea of Cupid?
That's my middle name.
Cupid.
Yeah, actually,
it's Stephen Cupid Amell.
Oh, that's amazing.
To go along with my daughter's name, which is Maverick Alexandra, first try, Gina Mell.
Isn't that wonderful? You have a daughter. That's incredible.
She's the, cutest
thing. We call her Karma.
But she's the cutest thing in the world.
She's good.
So now, wait. What is your biggest pet peeve on set?
That people look at you like you're crazy.
Like how?
Like, are you okay? Like, and I'm like, I'm fine. But yeah, that's my pet peeve.
Are they like, oh, do you want egg whites?
Oh no!
Regular eggs.
I'm easy as shit. I'm trailer trash from Kansas, so like.
I feel like Steven doesn't agree. No. He laughed too hard.
My biggest pet peeve on set is when people, they're like, "Hey, we'd like to invite you to set." Fuck off!
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
what does that mean?
Oh,
what's
no,
that,
no, no.
What's that mean?
Oh, can I be a PA?
Yeah,
ooh.
Go for it.
Okay. Wait,
I wasn't
I'm,
ready
I'm
for
assuming
beige
that you
I
guys,
was not ready for
okay.
beige.
No, so you're
listen,
knocking.
I wasn't ready for beige either. Okay, so you share, unfortunately, you share a trailer at this point.
We do. Sorry. We do share a trailer.
Yeah.
We don't have to, but we do.
Yep, I like that. I like camaraderie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're basically lovers.
Mm.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys. Hey. So lunch is almost over. We are getting ready for touch-ups, and we would love to invite you into hair and makeup. And then we would love to invite you to set. We're getting a little bit worried because the sun is going down.
When?
And I know that you guys sort of took a slightly longer breakfast break than, you know, you normally do. Whatever. That's cool. But yeah, we would love to invite you both to set if you guys wouldn't mind getting into your new wardrobe. And here's the sides. I go right.
They give us the sides. Like, I shot two episodes in one day for nine scenes in one day.
Okay, I have a month and a half. I'm a PA. Off. I work my ass
okay,
off.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you
okay,
what you've
so
done.
So if you want to play,
you've just taken totally 2 minutes.
Also, for me,
you've just
I'm
taken
there.
2 minutes of my life that I will never get back. Okay,
no, but yeah. Listen,
all you had to
I'm
say was set's
so sorry
fucking ready.
You have
that's
to,
all you had to
memorize
that's
a
few all
words.
All I wanted to hear. Set's ready.
And I'm just going to bring you your egg white
you're invited.
Omelet
I don't want to go.
Avocado and turkey bacon, just like you like it.
You should have talked to the microphone, man.
No, you can't. Wait, come on, please. No, put the microphone to your face, please. That's fine. It's okay. By the way, I wish we
on
had a camera on Colton right now.
I'm freaking out. And she's fucking playing beige, and I'm not. I don't.
No, I'm not beige anymore.
Who the fuck are you now?
I'm Lisa.
Who the fuck is Lisa?
Lisa's a PA. She's a new PA.
So what? What? I'm just. I'm panicking. So. I don't know what's happening. I'm also seasick, so yeah.
We don't have that much time with them, so why don't we do the deal breakers? And
we have
Sim,
all the time.
I love you
we
in
have
that
all the time
hat.
In the world. We have all the time in the world.
Hey, Colton and Steven. Listen, I just want you guys to know that light is fading, and we're gonna call Grace, but we don't really want to.
I can't have this moment.
Oh, come on. Come on. Have the moment. Okay. This is when you say, Lisa, shut the fuck up.
I never say that. I say, I'm there. I'm ready.
This is your moment.
I don't do moments. I don't. I'm super easy on set.
I believe
I never
you,
say anything.
But aren't
like,
you? Don't you feel like
I get
you want to at some point?
You know what?
I don't think I say anything.
I have a little bit of a, I wouldn't say it's a bad reputation, but it's like I get stories told about like the way that I am on set. I've talked with our crew.
Yeah.
And I've said, do you guys want to fucking sing Kumbaya like and tell funny stories or do you want to get the day done? And everyone says, I want to get the day done. So that's what we do.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I don't know. I love Kumbaya.
We go? I know. I love it. I love
over,
it too.
Over
I want to sing
over
it as well.
Again.
But I want to get back to my family. And that's, you know, that's how you got to go.
Somebody's like a family man. Huh?
I know.
He's married know. To me. Like you don't understand. Like his wife understands that we are also together.
Big three.
I'm really sorry. I hate to say this in public, but we're married. Like we are married.
One of my most favorite things over the past 18 months
is
or
our
so
friendship.
Has been Colton and I falling in love.
We fell in love. We were not in love very at the beginning.
No, we weren't. I didn't know.
But we fell in love.
I didn't even know you were gay.
Well, straight that's up. Why
I'm
you
gay.
Guys
I'm not
got
gay.
The pop
I'm
out
not gay.
Trailer.
No, I'm not gay. What do you mean?
What happened?
I'm
you guys
gay.
Got the pop out trailer. That's why.
That's right.
Well, we share a trailer.
Yeah, that's why you guys got the pop out.
I didn't just out you, did I?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, the Out magazine cover didn't do. Yeah, it didn't do the trick. Yeah, but yeah.
Man.
I love Steven so much. He's my everything, and.
And you guys have been doing press all day, right?
Yeah.
So that actually, Colton, that says a lot about you guys. That
I love
actually
him. I love
at this
him to
still
death.
At this point,
yeah.
You're like
Steven is
this
my
is genuine.
One of my best friends, and has been there with me for everything, and.
Do you think there's anything contradictory about the phrase "one of my best friends"?
What do you mean?
I have. I'm just.
Let's turn it around. Colton is my true friend.
Steven will be with me for the rest of my life. That's all. That's all I can say.
I care about him. I love him.
Steven has been with me through
thick and thick.
Thick and thick.
And
thick and thicker.
And thicker. And so that's exactly. Exactly.
Thick and thicker.
Exactly.
It's the title
of our book. Of our love story. Our rom-com.
That we're doing.
We're actually
thick
doing.
And thicker.
We actually are doing a movie together.
Oh my God, it was a spit take.
I forgot that we're doing a movie together. We are.
We are. It's going to be great.
Thick and thicker. Together.
I saw the guy earlier who was mean to Kate Winslet in The Holiday, and I wanted to punch him right in the face. I don't know who he is.
Jack Black?
No, he's the guy that was nice to her.
Right. Okay. Who's the other guy?
The asshole English guy.
Oh.
That doesn't love her until she tries to walk away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
Anyway,
Jude
fantastic.
Law?
No, not Jude Law, not Jack Black, not Cameron Diaz, not Kate Winslet. It's an English actor, and he's tremendous, but man, I wanted to punch him right in the mouth.
I love that movie. Odd sense of loyalty.
I also
love that you guys, this is probably not a fun, like, this is not going to go anywhere. it's going to go out to the
entire planet. Yeah. It's going to go out.
What do you mean
to
it's not going to go anywhere? What does that mean?
No, but it's true that we started this.
We're tired and like saying stuff. And
no.
I'm on point.
Make a fucking
I'm on the ball.
I just got back from Paris and I'm so fucking tired and I'm exhausted. So I but I'm still freaking out.
I really like your watch.
Thank you.
It doesn't tell time.
It doesn't work because I redid the bezel with diamonds.
Well, you don't need to know time when Lisa's around.
I don't know where I am.
Knock, knock, knock.
We got Lisa.
Hey, you guys. So I know I gave you the 5-minute warning about 10 minutes ago.
I'm sorry.
Lisa, you are wasting my life away. Just tell me when it's time to fulfill my contractual obligation, for fuck's sakes.
Riverdale's here. So.
So you guys still like Vancouver?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like Vancouver.
I love Vancouver, yeah.
That was Lisa.
Okay, is Lisa also drunk?
Pissed.
Is she drunk?
Of course she's drunk.
Okay, well, guess what? We're on a fucking boat. It's fucking moving. I'm seasick, and I might be drunk. So Lisa's probably drunk, too.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
Can I have a random aside?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The smartest thing that you guys have ever done is folding in Michael Rosenbaum. In his podcast.
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
he's great.
Yeah,
he's doing really well too. And
I did his podcast.
He's amazing,
and he gets you to open up about
unbelievable stuff
that you would never expect to talk about at all.
Yeah,
like I've never talked about the fact that I'm divorced, right?
And he got you.
And he just randomly goes, "Hey, so you were married before, huh? You're divorced."
But he makes you feel comforted too.
It's like meditative.
It really is, and he's got a really soothing voice. Anyway.
He really does.
Anyway, we don't talk about Michael Rosenbaum.
Anyway, sorry.
Okay, so
I like you more, but okay.
That's cool. No, let's talk about divorce.
Lisa,
my mom always said, "Get back on that horse." I'm really good at rhyming.
So on the show,
yeah,
I have to do a lot of fake punching.
Yeah.
Right. Fake punching, fake kicking.
Yeah.
And my right hip gets over rotated.
Sure. You can do like a big, you can
yeah,
do
so
a
you
great
do a big
swivel,
kick, but like you ever
kick.
See a baseball player when they swing and miss and it looks like their back is about to explode?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, as opposed to they make contact and the
I didn't know this.
Yeah, okay, so it gets better.
Okay.
Okay. So my hip over rotates. So the tendons right here in my hip,
yeah,
they're stretched out. Do you know how it presents itself in pain?
No.
How?
My right ball gets sore.
The right ball?
My right ball.
Which is the one that hangs higher? Because
I don't know which one hangs higher.
The left hangs lower because your heart is on
because
the left
there
side.
Are yeah. like there are like yeah. tendons and nerve endings.
Sure.
Same with boobs. Left boob is bigger because the heart. Yeah.
Is it true?
Sorry. It's a fact. Yeah. Sorry.
God damn it.
I don't know. You know what? We'll have to test that.
Anyway, glad that we shared. My right ball gets sore, and then I go to the chiropractor, and my hip gets adjusted, and it's like a reverse orgasm. It's fantastic.
It's a reverse orgasm?
Oh my God. So wait, it's mildly interesting for a person who doesn't have balls.
Yeah.
Like, is ball talk like equivalent to like, I don't know.
It's probably boob talk. Like,
boobs are the best.
They are the best. I know. So they're great.
They're a source of life.
Like anything sort of melon related in any form is just anything round, essentially. So maybe that's ball talk. Maybe we're getting back to ball talk. You're right.
I'm touching you, Steven.
I don't care.
I need to put my hand on you. I don't care at all.
I don't want you to pass out.
No, because I'm so jet lagged that I might die. And we're in a fucking boat.
Wait, why are you jet lagged?
I've been in Paris 3 times in a week and a half.
Oh my God, thank you so much for doing this. But why have you been in Paris so many times?
I don't know.
Neither do I.
All this fashion week, my clothing line, and stuff. Yeah, so.
Oh, fuck yeah. Wait, one of you guys has a winery.
Yeah.
Well, you were supposed to bring Steven. Us wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one ever told me this.
We were supposed to drink wine while we talked to you.
From Walla Walla.
Yeah.
My home country.
Are you fucking kidding
Washington?
Me?
I'm from Washington.
Okay.
What?
So, Anna.
Anna.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
No.
Such a bitch.
Dude,
I'm so sorry. I'm such
Stefan,
a bitch.
Oh, my God.
It's totally fine.
I'm so sorry.
Your ball hurts.
I did the same thing.
Murphy. Fuck.
I did the same thing. I'm so sorry.
Listen, I don't know your guys' fucking names. I don't even know how sharp your arrows
God.
Are.
Well, you know what?
Whatever.
It's
anyway,
fine.
Go on.
It's all good.
Do you want to make a wine?
Yeah.
Okay. I have one, and I don't have any bottles. So where's my wine? Well, because I'd love my wine. But if you
what
want to do
be?
Like a wine
red,
with him,
white?
He'll do one with you. I did a red.
Ooh. I would like to do. Oh, man. That's a tough one. Because my instinct would be red,
okay.
But a high quality white wine
Rosé.
With depth is of interest.
From your home state?
From my home state of Washington.
Well, that's where he has a winery.
I know.
What's it called? Let's plug it first.
I did my
knocking
research,
point.
Colton.
Knocking point.
Yeah, nice. It's where you knock an arrow on the boat. Knocking point with no K.
Nice.
Yeah.
What does the label look like?
I mean, we've got like 12 different varietals. KnockingPointWines.com. Yeah, we got a wine club.
All right, I want to be in the club. I love.
You can be in the club.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you.
We need to get Anna to make
it.
On of Jesus Christ.
You guys, normally we have a...
we have technical difficulties, so we can't do the calls.
We normally have a call.
Okay.
So,
okay. Yeah.
Let's pretend that I'm the caller, all
okay.
right? And you guys can
Done.
Give me advice.
Do you want to read it?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the situation. It was from Ashley in Texas.
Ashley from Texas writes in,
yeah.
Hey guys, I've been dating this guy for about 4 months now, and I like him so much. We have talked on and off for the past 6 years, but the timing was never right, but now it truly feels like it is. He is 10 years older than me and tends to take things a bit slower than I would like to. I have been patient, and we have been taking things slowly so we can make sure that this is what we really want this time. I feel like he is just as into me as I am into him. We talk about the future and things like that. Oh, boy. Oh, Ashley. Okay.
Ashley's gone.
All right.
We talk about
the future and things like that. The problem is we haven't hung out with each other's friends yet.
Oof,
and we
shit.
Haven't met each other's families yet. I know we have been taking things slowly. I'm becoming a little anxious and wondering if it might be a bad sign that I haven't met his friends or
so
family
So 4 months
yet.
In. This is 4 months.
Yeah.
She hasn't met any
they
of her
all
family.
Know
but they've been friends
I
for 6 years.
Exist.
They've been friends for 6 years.
So
right?
that's
and he's
a
10
good
years older?
Sign.
10
ha
years older.
Ha. But I'm just wondering what you guys think about this or what you think an appropriate time to meet the friends and family
I mean,
is.
It should be now. It should be now.
I have an answer if you guys are ready.
Yeah.
This guy's a fucking
yeah.
liar. Sounds like he has a separate life
yep.
and several phones. He sounds like a liar to me.
So
that's it.
Yeah,
he
sounds like
well,
a liar. He says, yeah.
And also, like,
you think he's lying? So, what is he lying about exactly?
I think he's lying about pretty much everything.
Like,
yeah.
friends of the family you can choose.
Are you kidding
so,
me?
Like,
you don't meet her friends?
That's a bad
the fuck,
sign.
What the fuck?
That's
that?
A bad sign, like, but I don't know if being liar, maybe he just doesn't want to be.
The best case scenario
or,
is that he's a serial killer. Okay, like
that's
sounds like a
best
liar.
Case. Actually, that is
What's
an
that?
Interesting case.
It's an interesting case. Probably not the best case. It might
also,
be the worst
like,
case.
Like,
he sounds
I,
like a liar.
I consider my
sounds
friends.
At least
like
she
Steven.
Hasn't been killed for over 6 years. So
that's true.
That's right.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
so it's a bad sign. What should she
it's
do?
It's a bad sign. But so, like, I consider my friends like Steven. Like I always say, friends of the family can choose, and it's true. So, like, you know, if they're not able to show their family to you, that's a little bit of a problem.
Yeah. After 4 months, especially.
Yeah.
But do you guys think...
And being friends for 6 years and she hasn't met his friends?
I don't like to do a ton of gender... I have issues, of course, with gender.
Same.
What kind?
Well, I don't like gender specification.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah.
But...
Okay.
When... But I will say that I think... like, when a person... and in this case, you know, specifically a man, like, doesn't... It's been 6 years.
But he's hiding
something. People want what they want. Exactly. Right. So he's giving her all the signs.
The problem is that she's buying into it. That's the problem.
So, people want to believe.
Right. Okay. So the more constructive advice would be to say to her,
drop his ass.
Like no. Be real and truthful and honest about what you're involved in. And if you are, then that's cool. And by the way, all power to you. I like being married to a good person. Some people like dating assholes. It is what it is.
Did you ever go through a phase in your life where you dated
assholes? I'm sure we've both been there. I am going through something and I am learning to be more positive. Learning to that, like the basic thing is people change, and they can have, like, people can become super positive, and I have to accept that because I'm a little negative, but if you're happy, you're happy. So yeah, sorry, I cut you off.
No, not at all.
You know,
I've never dated an asshole.
His wife is the best fucking person in the whole world.
But the most important thing that ever happened to me, like outside of my kid being born, stuff like that, was a girl broke my heart.
Oh.
And that was the most important thing that ever happened.
We talk about this on the podcast because we talk a lot about heartbreak and relationships ending and how it develops you as a person fundamentally and how it's horrible to go through, but it makes you a more empathetic person. You can understand... And you grow. I don't believe in closure. I have a whole like fucked up theory about closure because I don't believe in it, because I think that those like stinging experiences are like scars.
That's right.
And that they're like,
you're right.
They stay with you and whatever. And you you're a different person, but you understand people a little bit better, hopefully.
Yeah. I still fucking love my ex so much, right? Super important part of my life. She broke my heart. She left me for dead. And that made me a way better person.
But do you think that you love her because she broke your heart? Or do you miss Ella? Like separating the idea of narcissism versus sort of like her value. Does that make sense?
Sorry, go ahead.
No, because at stages in my life, when a guy broke my heart, I started to eventually realize that it was not like that I missed that person. It's that I felt like, oh, this, you know, attractive person liked me. And it was all sort of about me. And so in my rejection, it felt very... it just felt personal and all about me. And I think that's okay. I think that's like understandable. But so like we were talking earlier today about nostalgia and how like that kind of fucks with our brains as well. So I don't know if there's like specifics.
Yeah, but when I think about my ex, I don't think about the end of it. I think about the fucking amazing times. That we used to stay at the cottage on Sunday night. And I think about like times in Muskoka where nobody was there and it was just the two of us, because everyone drives back down to the city, and it would just be us out on the boat having a drink, watching the sunset. That's what I think about, you know?
It's good that you think positive. Like, I don't tend to think very positive, and that's a problem that I have. And I have a question for you, like, just because... Probably not the right time, but
No. You can ask me. You can ask me.
Fire when ready, my friends. Yeah. Go for it.
But like, for me at least, I made my past relationship, I made this person the victim. When really, to be honest, he was very supportive. There were some things that were wrong, but I told everyone our business, and I should not have done that. And I feel bad because I told everybody our business. Yep. And
I think I did that because I've been married twice, and the first time around, I told everyone, and it felt like an act of revenge. And then it felt like there's a momentary satisfaction out of that.
Then you realize, I'm kind of poisonous.
But I'm the villain.
I've only done one vengeful thing.
Wow, you just said poisonous. That's amazing.
My ex called me a starving artist, even though I definitely supported us through most of our relationship. Yeah, of course. And so my corporation is called.
Well, you look really thin.
It's called Well-Fed Artist Incorporated.
That's amazing.
I just snorted into the microphone.
That's amazing. I'm sorry. This is a therapy session, and I apologize for getting super.
I wish Cass was here. I wish my wife was here.
Well, so his wife is the most. Yeah, she's good. The most amazing person that you could ever meet. She's helped me through everything, and she's helped
Can I tell you a story about Cass?
Yeah.
Right? So after I got divorced, right, my sister says, do you think that you'll have a serious relationship ever again? And I said, do you know what I want? I want to find a beautiful girl who loves sports from Texas.
Yeah.
I actually said that.
No, that's where that's
Cassandra
where
was
from.
Born in Houston.
Yeah.
Loves sports and was Miss Corpus Christi. I'm sharing.
No, I am too, and I feel really bad. I'm not trying to get emotional, but I'm going through some shit right now, and I know that.
But you have to understand that our dear listeners cherish. Because we all go through the same fucking shit.
Isn't this so weird that's life.
Yeah.
And I'm very candid, so I say what I feel, and that's life. We've been doing this for like an hour, and I'm sorry.
No. I'm sorry.
I can't wait to listen to this. I'm very, very excited.
I'm a little embarrassed.
I feel like there's a lot of unresolved stuff that maybe you guys should come back to LA.
Oh
and
my
do it
God.
Again. Do if it for guys, real at our at, ever, on his house.
We'd love to.
And we'll do a full hour and a half episode.
Oh my God. Of course.
I would love that.
We'll give you guys a full treatment.
And
I'm sorry, you said Anna?
Everyone's wrapping us up. We're real life conversations. Like,
thank you guys so much.
Thank you for having us.
And you have the sharpest arrows. Right? Is that what the show's about?
We don't know. We're both the show.
We're both very big fans of you, despite my inability to pronounce your name properly.
Yeah. All right, Anna. Stefan.
Okay, I definitely saw a scary movie on opening weekend. It's natural.
Did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I was wearing those pants. I was wearing capri pants. That's what I remember. I was wearing capri pants.
Please,
like
come.
I embarrass myself
come
in front of you,
LA.
I appreciate the time.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys.
So hey,
thank
dear
guys
listeners, so I love you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hi, Grant.
Hi.
Okay, sweet. This is your third or fourth Comic-Con?
Fifth? Yeah.
What the fuck?
I know. It's crazy.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Of course, yeah.
We're on the back of a boat.
I know. This is my favorite part of Comic-Con, actually. We get to eat usually around this time, and we're outside in the sun and see people, so I like this part of the day.
And we're on the Admiral Orn Blower, apparently. According to life vest.
Gotcha.
Wait, it's not a vest. What is it?
Life ring. A preserver. Yeah. I know. I spend a lot of time on boats.
You sure are smart, Grant.
Yeah, well.
You're really smart.
Play a smart guy on TV. So.
Okay. So tell us about your favorite Comic-Con experience.
Oof. Well, no, actually, no, what was cool, a couple, last year.
I would be so annoyed. Yeah, no. Okay, wait.
First time I met Conan was at Comic-Con, and he's an actual Flash fan. Him and his son watch it. So that was cool.
So wait, are you implying that most people that you talk to are not actual Flash fans?
I mean, in an interview or whatever, I'm not going to necessarily assume that, like, Conan actually has seen every episode of The Flash, but he claims that he has, so that was pretty cool.
Have you listened to every episode of my podcast?
No. Sorry.
That's cool.
But now I probably will, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because you just, like, guilt-tripped me about it publicly.
Well, listen, I have something to confess to you as well.
You've never seen The Flash.
Listen, I know that something quick happens.
This isn't even, you know, this is Ezra's Flash from the feature film, right?
That's not even the right. You're pointing to a pop action. Head, yeah.
This is like literally not even the TV show.
So it's not even the right one.
Not even the right actor.
Well, we were going to ask you sign it.
I mean, I could sign it. It would be my first Ezra Miller that. Justice League okay, one that I've you. Signed.
Yes, please.
Should I sign it Ezra or should I sign it Grant?
You want a sharp? Oh, you have a.
I'm not legally allowed to sign an Ezra pop figure, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Oh, my God, you're
feel
a
like a
rebel
today, yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. Okay, so wait. So that was the highlight of Comic-Con was last year Conan?
I don't know if that was last year. I don't remember details from Comic-Con when it's over, to be honest, because it's like a pretty like overstimulating, jarring experience.
Yeah, why?
Honest.
Why? Why would you say that?
The whole thing is a little nuts, you know? It's like all bleeds together. I don't remember which Comic-Con was what now, looking back. It's all kind of like one big Comic-Con experience.
Okay, can I ask you annoying fiancé questions?
Yeah, me or her?
Well, both you guys. Okay. So, L.A., can I ask you a couple questions?
Where's her mic? You can give her a mic.
This is a little bit annoying, but I have strong opinions about, like, the surprise element to an engagement idea.
Okay.
Like, I think it's kind of unfair.
Okay.
But it clearly worked out well for you guys.
She said she knew it was coming.
I had a feeling it was coming.
You did.
Because he asked.
Because all women do.
Well, when we went home, I, like, made a point to, like, go. I hadn't met her parents, and the end of the season is usually, like, you know, the busiest time of year for me where I, like, don't do any extra stuff. And at the end of the year, we made a point to, like, get to Ohio because I needed to, like, ask her parents for their blessing.
Okay, see? Now, all right. Oh, okay. Well,
so that kind of gave
on,
it away, though, because of
on.
The fact that I did that. And, like, she could tell that, like, that was a weird time of year for me to be like, oh, we have to go. Like,
see, but is that a sweet tradition or is it like very sexist?
I don't know. I more felt like knowing or like what I knew about her parents that it was like a respect thing. It had nothing to do with like if I was gay and this was a guy, like I feel like I would have done the same thing, you know?
Right.
Out of respect for the family.
No, sure. I don't think it has anything to do with the idea of ownership. That's all.
Gotcha. I don't think I thought of it about it in an ownership sense at all. It was just like, is it okay if she comes with me now, though.
Okay, but if I wanted to ask you to marry me, could I ask your parents to give me their blessing?
I guess. But then I could still say no, even though my parents were cool with it.
Fine.
My parents actually tried to convince him to not marry me.
Oh.
Her mom. Well, her mom was like, you know, she's like, she's kind of intense. Like, she's kind of bossy. You know that, right?
So it's you knew it was so coming, far, and congratulations, by the way. And your ring is fucking gorgeous. You have great taste.
Thanks. I just kind of got what I knew she wanted. We had talked about it. That was the other reason
that
she kind
of
knew.
That was a huge ass fucking diamond.
Yeah. He did a good job.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was fake.
It's gorgeous.
She thought I was joking, actually. Yeah. When cause it
was
like
that's
weird.
My first thing I said was like, that's not real.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
It's real, yeah.
Did you guys like get into wedding planning shit?
Yeah, now, well, it's coming up now, so we've been engaged.
Do you want me
for,
to
like,
officiate? Sorry.
Actually, Tom Kavanaugh is.
Fuck you.
He's getting ordained to marry us. Yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen?
It could be a disaster.
I am already ordained.
Really?
I married them.
She married us.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I mean,
and she did a great job. So, Tom Kavanaugh,
you need a backup.
Like,
yeah.
He knows us as a couple, and he's like a hilarious, and he'll bring it home and make everybody cry, I'm sure. So,
Bring it home? Yeah. I know how to bring it home.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Yeah. Listen, cool, the position's filled, all right?
Yeah. Be ready. We'll tell you the date later, but be ready just in case.
And has it stressed you guys out at all? The wedding plan?
No. I mean, planning is.
This we're is also a terrible doing a conversation. I'm sorry.
Well, we're also doing a renovation too. So oh, it's like God. Literally just oh, been God. Like a crazy time.
I bet like.
And we adopted a third
oh, no.
dog.
Like, yeah. I was just gonna say you did.
We have like, three dogs pet, now. Okay. Yeah. So it's. Yeah. No.
All.
But it's been good. It like for I am somebody that is an anxious person and can harbor stress. She's not. So we've navigated it pretty well though. It's been.
I literally just like went down a list. I'm like, oh, you work. We'll pick you. You work for this date. We'll pick you.
Okay, here's my bit of advice, though. As a completely unqualified person, please, like, go on your honeymoon.
We are.
Okay,
we're,
good.
We are. We're immediately.
Good.
We have a Christmas
good.
Wedding, and then for Christmas, we're just going to fuck off and be
great.
Alone for Christmas.
Great. Mm-hmm. Where can I find you?
I shouldn't have even told you it was a Christmas wedding.
I hope it's a bungalow over the water.
Hopefully. I hope it is, too.
Yeah. Secrets.
You know,
top
one,
secret.
On the end.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations,
Thank
you guys.
You.
Thank you.
And also, don't let, like, the fucking, like, nonsense of the family drama, like...
Get in the way of the wedding, the plant, you mean?
Yeah,
like the,
just,
yeah.
like... You know, have
everyone's
those
been
moments.
Pretty good
yeah,
so far.
Our families have been like great.
Her
they're
families,
like, they're not, they're have like no part of it so far, which has been awesome.
First of all, I love you guys already, but I'm also getting annoyed that you don't have family drama.
Well, that's not what we said. We don't have family drama circling our wedding right now. Everyone's kind of letting us do our thing. And her family is, a lot of them are in Malaysia, so we actually went and did a ceremony over there last December. Which was
a tribal ceremony.
Yeah.
Whoa,
yeah.
What's that like?
Really?
It was, my mom's a Kadazan. It's like almost like Native American of America, but she's from the island of Borneo. So they have very like, we wore the traditional outfits. We had like a shaman and a medicine man, like do all the blessings. It was
oh,
a completely
incredible.
Other language. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really
so,
cool.
So you already sort of, you feel...
Yeah, we kind
of
feel married.
Feel,
right?
We're
yeah.
spiritually married.
And we technically did, like, you know, a shaman did a ceremony in front of a group of people. So technically we are, like, pretty married. We just haven't, like, signed
There's
an
no legal document.
Document. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
In the spirit's eyes, though.
Yeah. We married.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's incredible. And will they all come out for the wedding?
Some of them.
Some of them. It's really hard to get visas to come to the U.S., so a lot of them can't even get out of Malaysia to come here.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really, they're like very strict.
It's obviously
so.
A little more tough right now
yeah.
with the current state of things. Yeah. So.
Well, if you need any help, I cannot provide it.
Cool, thanks.
Good but, to know. Mental note.
But you know what? I'm a pretty good listener, but I'm a better talker. Actually, no, I'm not a great listener at all.
Better talker?
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. Okay. So wait. Were you guys do like a wedding dance or like?
We did. You mean like at our actual? Are we gonna? Yeah, we'll do like a first dance. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do first. You mean like a bust a move dance?
Like some.
Okay.
Like a whole thing.
Here's the thing. Here's my advice. More unqualified advice. Start like out with like at last,
right.
And then go like that's right,
yeah,
and then
let
like
it let it
yep,
drop.
Yep. Start grinding on each.
Totally.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I don't know what
he's,
we're gonna do.
He's
yet.
Just better, way better dancer than I am. That's the reason why I wouldn't do it because I would look a fool next to him dancing.
No, all you have to do is just, you know, grind your ass into his pelvis.
It's easy for girls. We only have to do one thing.
Just a figure eight.
Yeah, he's the dancer.
How'd you guys meet?
It's kind of a random story, actually. It was new age with social media involved a little bit, but it was through my brother. They were, I'm from Virginia. My brother was in school.
Wait,
in
you just described it as new age?
Social media. With social media involved.
Okay.
But then the real kind of world was my brother, the connection, which was the only reason that we knew of each other. But they had gone, they were in school together
can
bartending.
Can I tell you what that meant to me?
Yeah, tell me. Yeah, how'd you interpret that?
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay. I imagined, like, you picked up some crystals.
Okay.
Like, you're on location, right?
Right.
And you, like, whatever, it's your day off. Sunday or whatever, you pick up some crystals
as
at a
I
new
do
age.
On Sundays. Yeah,
you're in Vancouver,
right?
And you know, the crystal lady is like, oh, well, this one will bring you like talent and good luck and intelligence.
This one
will
bring you
and this
a wife.
One will bring, yeah, like this, you know, this whatever, this
yeah,
pink
no, it
one
didn't
will
really
bring
go
you
down
love.
Like that, no.
Okay, well, you haven't let me finish.
Okay, okay, I'm still ready. I'm still listening.
You described it as
see, I'm
new
also
age
a bad listener.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not very well.
See? Yeah.
Typical man.
Yeah.
Do you know what you're marrying?
His mom should have warned me instead of my parents
true.
Warning
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
Okay, so you pick up some crystals, right?
Yep.
And the lady's like, yeah, yeah, all right. So you're going to, you know, meet love also as well in the next, like, 6 to 10 years. And you're like, cool, all right, fine, whatever, weirdo. And they're only, like, 50 cents each. So that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, later on, you go back to the hotel and you like order, you know, you get some room service and you're on kind of a strict diet, probably, you know.
Obviously,
so you get
I'm playing the flash on, you know,
Caesar
so.
Salad yeah. without dressing.
Exactly, yeah. No dressing.
No dressing.
No croutons.
So there's no fun
yeah, no,
in your life
not at all.
All.
Water lettuce.
Great. And you're like, ah, oh, man, my friends tell me I should go on Raya. Or whatever.
What's Raya it called? Is it the celebrity dating app?
Yeah, my friend.
I've never heard of it.
So I'm gonna. Anyway, I guess I'm supposed to like be on social media. So, and then you like swipe, and you're like, oh my god, who's that beautiful, beautiful woman?
That part's kind of how it happened, actually.
See, and then somehow your brother is involved. I don't know how your brother's involved yet.
That was the real world connection. That was they had bartended together, and I was with my brother in a hotel in New York, and we were literally just like, you know, putzing, like sitting around looking at Instagram, and stumble upon this gorgeous girl who follows me and my brother, and that's it. And I'm like, who is this? Do you know this person?
Only two people I followed.
No. They were the only, it was the only person that I followed that you also followed.
Oh, no, I
so,
meant, yeah.
So
yeah.
She follows the two of us, and I'm like, do you know this person, or why did, she's like, yeah, that's my friend from school, and I'm like, well, she follows me, and I followed her and slid into the DMs, and...
I have no idea what that means.
I sent her a private message and direct message on Instagram.
Oh, and were you like...
slid into my DMs.
Oh, yeah.
Well, actually...
Obviously. She already followed me on Instagram.
That was his in, because I had already followed him.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, I got this in the bag.
Yeah, exactly.
It took a little bit, though.
It did. It was a
and
slow
it,
burn at
w-
first.
It was a, wait, what do you mean?
Well, she was in San... She's a physical therapist, or was practicing physical therapy at the time, living in San Francisco. And so we talked for like a while, and then I tried to, you know,
wait,
really...
Wait, did you guys actually talk or text?
We would
FaceTime.
FaceTime. Yeah, we would text, and...
You guys were sliding?
We were sliding around into each other's messages and stuff.
Those, yeah.
And yeah, we knew that we were into it. I tried to get her to come out to Vancouver because I was so busy, and she was like, nah, I don't know if you're a serial killer. So I flew
like,
to...
I'm not coming up to Vancouver. Yeah. Crazy.
Flew to San Francisco.
I don't know you.
And the rest is history.
So you did? You flew to San Francisco?
Yeah, on like a little weekend.
He like,
a,
was like, I'll come get coffee with you, and he flew down to San Francisco.
Yeah, we got coffee and hung out for the night, and I flew back to Vancouver.
Oh, I love that.
It was cute. I was like, all right.
Okay, but there's...
I guess
feel
I'll
like
come up.
The coffee element is an innocent version of actually what happened.
We got
happened.
Crystals. And we... Crystal.
What else do you do in San Fran?
Yeah, yeah, we know. Yeah, we know.
Idiot.
You know Tom, right?
That's yes. Tom Cavanaugh.
Yeah.
I know. We did it. We did a movie in
that's
New
what
Zealand
I thought. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Together. I don't think he recognized me.
I was wondering if he did or not. He gave you that.
Yeah.
You're pretty incognito right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. What with his captain's hat on.
Yeah.
That's it.
What an
the,
asshole.
No, truly, we were in a fucking forest for 5 fucking months together.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Yogi Bear.
Oh,
yeah.
I've seen it. Believe me.
You watched it over and over.
For real, I've watched it.
All right, this annoys me. Is he doing an interview right now? All
you
right.
Want to go, grab him. Can we grab him?
Yeah. Yeah.
You grab
yeah,
Tom.
Yeah, yeah, LA can
yeah,
go
yeah,
grab
I'll
him.
Go, I'll go.
Stay here. He'll come up.
Okay. Oh, thanks. That's really sweet. Tom Cavanaugh!
Are we going to do a sequel?
Dude!
All right, Tom Cavanaugh is walking in. Hey, Tom.
Tom,
grab a mic right there.
Tom, please.
This is Tom Cavanaugh from Ed.
Good.
Tam, I think it's Tam.
I was so close to being the guy on Overboard, and then
no.
They got another guy.
Hold up. What was that?
boring, no flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
Yeah, well.
So mad to not get that role.
Okay, wait. Hey, Tom.
Hi.
Hi, Tom. Hey, listen.
Are these cans working?
I need you to audition.
Do you even see them?
Where do you want?
Thank you
want
so
headset?
Much for reading no? for right. Yogi Bear 2.
I can hear you.
The one line that we just simply need you to say.
Go.
Is
run, Barry, run, because I hate
Yogi. She's never why seen Flash. Would you?
Yo.
Well, let's see. Please don't give him a line.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Put your mic up.
He needs.
This was our life for like, how long were you there? 3 years in New Zealand?
Yeah.
Yogi!
And then the studio's like, but wait. But Yogi's not gay, and it sort of sounds like you're saying.
And then T.G. Miller, my head's going to blow up. Watch this.
No, can you just like shorten it? Yogi.
Yogi!
Was this a thing when you guys shot this movie? You like weren't...
She was like unbelievable. She was like, you're not doing it right. That's terrible. What are you doing? What do you call that? Is that acting? She was unbelievable.
Yogi, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, that's how you do
Why
it.
Why the fuck do you like picnics so
much? That's it. That was it.
What the fuck, man?
I was telling her, I've seen it. Remember, I told you, I watched that movie in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Sat in the bath.
Yeah,
and
solid. Yeah. That was solid.
Had a nice relaxing
episode 8. Guess
it.
What
yeah.
I did last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, I really
I'm
did.
Like, really? Good for you.
Yeah, but you did it right, though, Tom. You had like the, like.
I got the cool spot. I hung out. Went biking in the forest. Yeah. Yeah, you were all like, I'm in the hotel and I'm not leaving. I'm like, nah,
yeah,
I'm going to rent the place.
He always does it, right. Yeah.
I spent like 5 months chat rouletting.
He like swims in the like chip the bay in Vancouver.
I was swimming in the ocean.
Work.
Yeah,
I
mean, running up the hill. Yeah. Well, yeah. We'll do a sequel for sure, I'm sure.
Please.
For you.
Yeah, for me. Yeah. I'm waiting. I really am waiting. I want to be in it.
Wait, Tom.
You'll be in it.
We don't need Justin
can't
Timberlake.
Can't afford Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, I'll do
yeah,
it.
You're going to get out.
We don't need him.
Tom, wait. I heard you're officiating.
Well, I can't hear a thing. I don't have the headsets on.
Oh, you're officiating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
She tried to offer.
Yeah.
She tried to steal the spot.
I'm already qualified to officiate.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
So, wait. Am I getting the boot?
No.
Are you kidding me?
No, believe me.
If you boot me for Ferris, I'm going to be so...
She really was. She was trying to sell herself.
Oh, my God.
I have never seen
this is such Hollywood. This is Hollywood. This
is
Hollywood bullshit.
And true.
Are you filming this? This is Hollywood.
Between crystals and swipes lefts and swipes rights.
I'm really mad. I'm really mad that I got the boot. I'm really mad. I'm really mad.
So
I'm really crossing
honored.
You right now.
I don't
now.
Think you've started your work on it, so it just feels like I needed to
I did. You
want to
hear my thing?
No.
Yeah.
Marriage.
Too
See? Thank you.
Marriage.
Marriage. It's a sacred institution. It's going
to
be great.
Can
be
we
really
have Tom
great.
Help on the call? We have to get to the call
oh,
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. We'll
let's dial it in right
yeah,
now.
Do
stay right
you
here.
Do you have to go? Wait,
is he
going to
be like on Facebook? We're going
to call Rachel.
Hey, Rachel.
Tom, this is Michael, by the way.
Oh, it's Rachel.
Hey, Rachel.
How are you?
It's Sim. How are you?
Good.
We have a full crew here
Hello?
Right now, and it's really loud. Can you hear us? It's really loud right now, and then our technology isn't great. So we have a bunch of people here right now. Anna, introduce everyone that's here.
Okay, so we have Grant Gustin.
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 I like it. You said it, though. That was fun.
Gustin.
Grant Gustin.
And Tom Cavanaugh.
You nailed
and
it.
Thank you, Rachel, so much
so
for
Rachel,
doing this.
Rachel needs some advice, so we're all going to help her. Rachel, tell us what's going on with this guy friend of yours.
Okay. Well, hi, everyone. I can't hear everybody back in here. I hear him.
Go ahead. I'm the one that's loud.
So about a year or so ago, I was an intern in D.C., and I met a guy who I didn't know at first, and then we started to hang out with our other coworkers. I realized that he actually is from my hometown, Alexandria, and he went to my high school. And he went to the same school that my siblings go to, and my other friends that I know go there as well. So we started to, we would like talk a lot during work, and he was really funny and nice. And then one day on a Friday afternoon, he'd asked me to hang out with him because his friend had bailed to do some event in DC, and so I went with him. Like, okay, yeah, sure, as a friend. And then during the time that we were hanging out, he seemed like he kind of was acting weird. He kind of had like he was being flirtatious. Kind of just different, and I was like, that's weird, but I thought maybe I was sticking too much into it. And then the next week or so, I went to happy hour with some of my coworkers, and I said, I don't know, I feel like he was acting different when it was just me and him, like one-on-one, like he has a huge crush on you. And I said, no, he doesn't. And they were like, oh yeah, he does. So I was so confused about how to tell him that I don't have feelings for him. And then I was like, you know what, like, I won't see him again after I stop working here, so it's not a big deal. But even after it ended, he and I were still in contact, and he was being very supportive during my post-grad funk of trying to find a job and trying to find like my own apartment. And so he's been a very good friend to me. But these past couple months now, he's been just more flirtatious and more just like, I love hanging out with you, Rachel. I love you're just a great person, and I just don't feel the same way. So my question is, how do you tell someone that you care about and don't want to ruin a friendship that you don't have feelings for them?
Oh, well, okay, wait.
Yeah, there's music playing. It's really loud. We're at Comic-Con. All right, so Anna, you're going to have to yell a little bit.
Rachel.
Oh, wow, this is
going to
be really
bad. An intimate question. Have you been sort of intimate with him at all?
No.
Okay, so to me it seems like I don't know. I
Tom is
wait,
leaving.
Wait, Tom. What would you say?
I can't help her.
All right. Tom's bailing. He says he can't help you. But I would say I don't know. I love the idea of friendship, but I also think that I sort of feel like you may have feelings towards him.
Ask her if she does.
Yeah, do you Rachel have feelings?
I think I have feelings for him in like his personality, but I'm not romantically. And I don't know. It's hard to describe. Like I like him as I like hanging out with him, and he makes me laugh. But I don't have like romance feelings for him.
Rachel, can you hear me? This is Grant.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay,
yeah,
cool. Yeah, my take on this would be if you genuinely don't have feelings for him, because I've been in this position as the guy, because I had a lot of friends growing up, more girlfriends probably than guy friends, just because I was in theater and I was just had more in common, to be honest, with a lot of the girls that I was hanging out with and a lot of the guys. And I had found myself in this position many times where I had felt like I was being kind of led on if I really liked somebody, and I felt like they had feelings for me too. So I mean, if you genuinely don't, I think you just need to find the easiest but most clear way to, you know, express that to him, so you don't lead him on.
Honesty, you know, rip the Band-Aid off, because it's easier to tell the truth now before it gets weirder and weirder.
Totally.
As long as you prolong it, because he's going to develop more and more feelings for you. He's going to say he's in love with you,
right.
All those things. So nip it in the bud now, mm-hmm. before anything happens.
But does that mean you got as guys, like, does that mean that that's kind of the end of the
friendship?
I don't
know. To me, it means that, yeah, if this guy genuinely wants to be your friend and he doesn't just want a romantic relationship, he'll come back and the friendship will still be there.
Yeah, I mean, I think I like hanging out with him. I just, I want to know the best way to tell him that I don't like him.
Gently tell him the truth.
Yeah, just, you know, that it's, that you're just not on the same page as him right now, and that, you know, you have genuine feelings for him. You think he's great as a friend, but you're just not on the same page right now romantically. And I don't know. There's no really easy way of saying it, I guess.
Is it better to do that like text now?
Oh no, I think something like this is too. This is too personal.
It's easier.
But here's the thing,
sure.
though, because people need time to digest. I used to think that in person was always the right way to go. Oh.
Or over the phone.
Did we lose?
Oh no,
Rachel.
Did
we lost? Yeah, well, they're pulling him. Okay, I think she got as much advice as possible. I wish we had more time with her. Yeah, hey, thank you so much, Grant.